We didn't take the series, but we did get a Sunday victory. And always on a Monday, we were talking with Bob DiBiasio of the Indians, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. And good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, Roberto Perez provided the big two-out hit for us yesterday to salvage a win in Oakland, a place we've struggled the last 4 or 5 years for some crazy reason. But I think that was the telltale sign of the weekend. I think Saturday we were 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Go into those stretches where we struggle with men on base and getting the big hit, but we got it yesterday, and we're almost at the quarter pole, one game away. You look at it overall, gentlemen. You sit back and look where you are after 40 games. And I think it's pretty easy to see that the inconsistency of our offense, something that we really need to address. Our pitching has been good, both starters and bullpen, for the most part. Our defense has been solid. The consistency of our offense is what's put us 4 games back of the Twins as we sit here today.
Bob, in your experience, how do players generally look at West Coast trips? Do they enjoy getting away? Is it too far away? How do they look at it?
Well, it's funny. When you look at the schedule, one of the first things players, broadcasters, anybody involved, you look to see how many West Coast trips do you take. These are pretty odd that you sit and have you go to Oakland and then you turn around, come back east, and stop in Chicago for 2 quick games. A lot of the players, I think they would tell you they'd like to stay out there, get their body more acclimated. You play in Oakland and you fly to either L.A. to play the Angels or the Mariners in Seattle. If you're out there, you might as well stay out there and instead of having to come 2-3 times, 4 times a year.
Some of the young players who just get called up haven't even looked at the schedule. They just get me where I need to be, and I'll do what you want me to do.
Young players, they will go anywhere to be in the big leagues, to get on airplanes, stay in nice hotels, get the big meal money. Young players will go, obviously, wherever the schedule takes them, for sure.
And of course, Yeffrey Rodriguez, another good outing, so that we see progress on his approach to being in the big leagues.
Yeah, Yeffrey's been very solid, very, very solid, and it hasn't been easy as he's had, spot starts here and there, and now with our injuries, we've had to plug him into the rotation, and he keeps us in the ball game. He's learning to attack the strike zone with more regularity and more aggressiveness, and big kid, 6'6", 6'7", about 230, 240. If he can continue to attack the strike zone and get that confidence you need, I think he's somebody that's going to, stick with us for a while.
And any update on any of our pitchers who are on the disabled list at this point?
Well, Mr. Clevinger can't come off till June 7. He'll go in rehab at AAA before that. So it won't be very long after June 7 when he can come off that he'll be back in the rotation. Mr. Kluber, of course, we're going to have to take our time with him, see how that bone heals. As he absorbed the shock of a 102-mile-an-hour ball right off his forearm. So that one's going to take a little bit longer.
All right, so now we are heading to Chicago for some games in the Central time zone against you have 2 games against the White Sox, right?
Yeah, Mr. Shane Bieber on the mound tonight. It's an 8:10 start Eastern time, then a 2:10 day game Eastern time tomorrow, off day, on Wednesday, our Cleveland Indians Charities Celebrity Golf Classic, the earliest we've ever had it just because of the schedule and the All-Star Game. We've had to do our golf outing early this year. Then an 11-game homestand starts, two four-game sets, one against Baltimore, one against Tampa, with Oakland in there as well. Our promo calendar really gets rolling, as this Friday will be Sugardale Dollar Dog Night. There'll be a party pregame in the district presented by Miller Lite. Our friends at Sports Clips will have our post-game fireworks Saturday, a Brad Hand jersey giveaway courtesy of Lexus, then KeyBank Kids Fun Day on Sunday. Check it all out at Indians.com.
Lots going on. And, Bob, during some of those rain delays, nice to hear some of the new tribe tales you've got for our 2019 season, too.
Yeah, we've got a few new ones popping in there and a few more to go. Let's hope we don't hear too many of them, and they're used just for our Indians Radio Network, the Sunday pregame show, as we don't need rain delays.
Absolutely, we certainly don't. We want some nice weather to enjoy the Indians at the ballpark, and we appreciate your time this morning, Bob. We'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, boys. Have a great day. Go Tribe.